At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
What?
Having a good time!
Oh my god, what?
I love the colors, bitch. How'd you do that?
Do what?
The colors!
What are you fucking talking about?
Your sun is like a sun color. Mine don't look like that.
It just came like that.
What?
Maybe, is your thing updated? Because like, I'm guessing this is already to the latest update.
Oh, you know, probably not. I don't think so.
Yeah, because I was like, colors? But even then, I feel like in my old phone, it's like that. I'll check just for you.
Oh,
I see us. Oh my god, it's so weird seeing me. Also, the live is like, lagged behind. I always thought like lives were like, you know, the same time frame. So it's lagging behind a little bit.
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird.
Ew!
No, wait, and like, hearing it back. Time is unreal though. Have you heard of that? Time is really unreal though. Because you know,
I see you right here. I see you right here. I see you right here. I hear you.
And then you hear it. You're hearing what I'm saying now first, and then that comes later. Mm-hmm. Like, what, a few seconds later? Let's see. I'm gonna test it out. And I'm not even talking. I'm gagged. Me being gagged now. Oh my god, that really is so weird.
That is hilarious.
Okay, let me go like our fucking thing and get off. Because
we are hilarious.
You guys are so beautiful and handsome. Oh my god, thank
you. You better stop playing with me right
okay,
now.
Okay, Riley and Ivank?
Thanks, baby.
I don't know.
Okay. We're about to film our podcast. We're filming right now, actually. Oh, this is
we're actually in the middle of filming. This is how it starts off usually in the beginning. Let's see. And then, like, I feel like you usually take off a little bit in the beginning, though.
Yeah, about, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are just seeing, like, that. But I also like that. I know Summer Talks does that. Like, they leave some of their little banter from before the actual, like, intro and all that, which I kind of like sometimes.
I like it, too.
You know? Especially if it's something so fun and interesting. You know, it's a really, like an in-the-moment thing. Because, like, obviously, during a pod, like, there are things we already have, like, ready, prepared.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is like, the unprepared, unfiltered.
Mm-hmm. Ooh!
Unfiltered, because we're filtered.
Raw.
I wouldn't say we're really that filtered. I mean, I would say, I don't think I'm that filtered during the pod. I don't think I am a little bit sometimes, just because I know I say some dumb shit. As you would see on earlier episodes of the pod, where I didn't really think of it, I was just like, talking. Now I'm like, eh, that sounds a little dumb, let me not say that.
Some of our early episodes are so golden.
Really?
I think there's
some good ones.
There's some cringe.
But some of them, like, no, yeah, the cringe.
Like, some of them are,
the cringe. I'm like, why am I saying that? Why am I speaking like that?
Some of them we need to cut off our discography. We just need to get them out. We need to get some of them out.
I don't know. I want
to
take them away. Like, just, like, archive them.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. I guess some of them we need to archive and, like, not
for
the public anymore.
So if you want to see the real embarrassing stuff, like,
go watch now, because
there will be a few I'd want to archive, maybe, at some point.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew, a podcast where each week we're going to talk about whatever we want. My name is Nathaniel Nags.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that everyone grabbed a drink and a snack, and you guys are ready for a chat.
We have a snack.
We have a snack today. I made
Nathaniel
something.
Nathaniel felt like a homemaker today.
I made some ooey
gooey. What kind of cookies are they?
They are, okay, there's two different kinds. Well, some of them are just normal chocolate chip with caramel
basic,
in the
basic.
Center.
You need.
And then one of them is a salted caramel cookie with caramel in the middle, and I added salt on top of all of them because life is about balance.
Right.
And you need salt.
Okay.
I'm so excited for these. I am so excited.
I don't know which
one
I want. I think I want this one.
Oh,
she looks perfect. Smells delicious. A little ASMR.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
Don't talk to them like that, you weirdo.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Don't get us banned again. Nathaniel, last time we were on live, Nathaniel said something a little inappropriate.
Oh, yeah. Behind the scenes on the podcast, we're live right now.
Yeah. Cheers.
I'm so excited for these.
You know what? I want to see that gooiness. Wait. Okay, I didn't do it in the middle.
Ooh.
Oh, I saw it. I got a little bit. Oh, it was like that cheese bowl with caramel. Okay, I'm going to
go
here.
For it, like, right in the caramel.
Oh, yeah, I'm going right here. Okay. A little bit side, a little bit in the middle. Balance.
Yeah.
Okay. Life is about what?
Balance.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do the same.
Cheers. Not what I'm talking about.
I love cookies. Mm-hmm. I love cookies.
Right? Mm-hmm. I know you do. You know what I love, though? Ice cream and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
I think those are two basic desserts that I will never not like, not always want during, like, any time of the year.
And they're so basic, but when you put them together, it's like...
Mm-hmm. They're really good. And, oh, my God.
Oh, God. I know I got it everywhere, girl.
I don't see it here. You guys on chocolate and a little bit of cookie?
Hold on. Wait.
What's your favorite part of the cookie? Question. This is the question of the week. No, or how do you like your cookies? Do you like your cookies, like, gooey all around? What?
Get on the live on your phone, because they're asking questions.
Oh, my God, we should be able to answer them. Yeah, oh, my God. Okay, so the question is, how do you like your cookies? Do you like your cookies, like, gooey, like, all around? Do you like your cookies crunchy all around? Or, like, crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside? That, preferably, that's for me. That's how I like my cookies.
I will say... Sometimes I do love a real crispy...
I'm with the volume now, though, because we don't even hear that.
Yeah, no. I do love a really crispy cookie sometimes. Dumped in milk, though.
I know what you mean. No, yeah. I know exactly what you mean. Mm-hmm. No, but the perfect cookie for me is just, like, crunchy outside and, like, a little gooey inside. Okay, not too gooey.
Not raw.
Not raw.
I feel
like some people, when they say gooey, like, the cookie's, like, actually, like, raw sometimes.
And that's, like, too much.
No, yeah, that's, like, what are you talking about right now? Do you prefer
cookies or brownies?
Ooh, brownies.
Really?
I'm the same way with brownies, though. Crunchy on the outside and, like, a little gooey on the inside.
I prefer cookies.
Really?
I feel like cookies are so diverse. You can have any flavor. You can have a chocolate flavor or
a fruity flavor. I'm a basic
Yeah,
bitch.
But, yeah.
You know, I'm basic, and, you know, I also, like...
I was gonna say. I just love chocolate. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not much of a venture out, so I always stick with, like, the basic stuff, because that's what I like, usually.
That says so much about us.
It does. You're much more adventurous. I'm telling you, that's something I admire. You're, like, much more adventurous.
Mom. I don't know how to compliment very well.
No, I loved it. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Just go on. This is something I'm bringing up a little later. Okay, What were you saying?
No, I do have something to say, actually, because it's something I found out this week.
How you guys doing?
We're doing
good. You guys are... Wait, I read that one.
Okay, there's something I found out this week.
Oh, no, they're saying it again. Thank you. What?
There's something I found out this week.
Oh, my bad. I just completely ignored you.
That I thought was really fun and interesting, because I was looking at our statistics.
Yeah.
We have a fairly large audience in Hong Kong.
Really?
We have a fairly large audience that listens to us in Hong Kong. I thought that was so fun. It was like literally like 25% of our audience. I was like, whoa. A lot of bitches from Hong Kong.
You gotta go to China.
Is that where Hong Kong is?
Not where Hong Kong's at.
I don't know.
Well, let's Google it.
I thought Hong Kong was its own country.
No. I'm pretty sure Hong Kong... Well, let's see who's right. I'm pretty sure it's China.
Wait. Is it a city?
Girl,
we look like such Americans right now.
Me? I was right.
You were right?
I was right geographically, yes. It says, yes, Hong Kong is part of China.
But is it its own country?
Someone asked us. You know what? A lot of people ask this. Part of China. Hong Kong is a special administrative region of the People's Republic of China? I would guess, yeah.
Okay, so we're both right. Oh, I love when that happens.
What are you talking about? You said it was its own deal.
I feel like it's a
yes, it does. No. Does Hong Kong count as China? Yes, Hong Kong is part of China.
Oh. So you're right.
Athena, yeah, you tell him.
Don't do it, girl. You tell him. We talked about our rules.
She looks mad. She kind of looks like a rat. Athena, what's going on? Is it because you're balding?
Hey, sweetie. Okay. I'll give you a little love. But she's always crawling all over us, and we got snacks today.
I love it personally. He does not.
I don't think it's pleasing for the cam. I didn't like it.
I don't care about the cam.
I do.
I love the petal. You see them all day, every day.
I do.
I love cats.
Aren't they fun?
No one's asking anything, so. Hey, Sylvia.
Hey, how you doing, girl? Okay.
But, oh my God. This one I wanted to bring up earlier.
Okay.
So, okay.
Same.
I think it's so crazy. I will say it, actually. Okay. Perception of, like people's perceptions. Oh, my God. There's a big-ass wasp within you. Kill it.
What?
Kill it, and then we can continue.
Where are my glasses?
Right there. behind the curtain. I don't want to get like, oh, let's answer this question, though.
Which one?
Is space considered nature, or is nature just what's on Earth? I think nature is just what's on Earth. I don't think space would be considered nature. It's a galaxy. It's its own thing.
Yeah, I think you're right. I feel like nature's like... Nature. I feel like
nature needs like trees, living things, like...
I feel like other planets can have nature, but I don't think space is nature.
Yeah.
I feel like you're right. Space is its own thing.
Yeah.
Nature is its own thing on other...
What do you guys think? Let us know down below.
Comment down below. Okay, are you ready to hop back in?
Yes. Okay, so what I was trying to talk about earlier was, like, how we perceive people and how people perceive us. How they can be, like, different. Like, obviously, people have different viewpoints on how you'll see someone and blah, 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 blah. But I feel like I kind of experienced that recently because... So, they're good, right?
Oh, I was saying to you, but...
Oh.
They are good.
Yeah. But, okay. But, at my work, we were having a meeting, and I had missed our store's meeting, so I ended up going to a different store to have the meeting, because it was something about a company, we all had to, like, hear it. So, anyways, I go over there, and, you know, I'd never been there, so I don't know anyone. I just kind of, like, sit. I just kind of sit somewhere randomly, and I had to go grab my own chair anyways, because we didn't all fit at a table, so, you know. I go grab a chair, and, you know, I pop myself to the side next to these two girls. So, you know, they seem nice, and, I mean, it's the end of the table, so kind of have to sit there anyways. I sit there, and I immediately notice the girl to my right. Like, she has such an aura to her. You know what I mean? You know how there's some people, like, they just have an aura to them?
Mm-hmm, me.
Like, you just feel it?
Me.
Right. But she just had that aura. Like, I was like, wow, she has this, like, badass aura. It does give an aura. Let me finish my story.
Sorry,
because I just don't think you're, at least for me, I didn't feel like your aura was powerful.
No.
You know
I'm
what
playing.
I mean?
I'm definitely... playing. I'm playing.
I know. But like, you're bringing it up, so now I'm talking to you about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You meet someone, like, they just have like such a powerful aura to them. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like something like in a bad way or a good way, auras are different. They're just powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, hers, like, she just looked like she was like, so confident, like a confident aura was coming off her. Like, she looked, like, so cool. And I remember being a little intimidated. I was like, oh my gosh, like, obviously I want to talk to her. And obviously I'm going to talk to her at some point. But I remember being, like, a little intimidated also. Like I remember thinking that. Like, I love her aura, you know? And then, I found out later on that day, actually, that she is the girlfriend to one of my other coworkers. And when I had went to work, I worked with him, like, I think 2 days after the meeting. He didn't talk to me. He'd be like, oh my gosh, you ended up sitting next to my girlfriend, and she wanted me to tell you. And he said he couldn't remember exactly how she said it, but he said, like, the gist was that she thought I was really pretty and that she was intimidated, that she thought I was, like, really cool. And I was like, wow.
Oh my god.
Like, we both had the same, like, kind of perception of both. Like, I remember being like, wow,
that's
she seems
so
really
fun.
Cool. And like I said, but I was a little intimidated to talk to her. I was like, wow. Like,
that's
she just looked
crazy.
So assured of herself. Like, I loved her aura that was coming off her. Like, I still remember she was saying like that. So cool.
Cool
no, she
bitch.
Looks so cool. No, I remember thinking, like, she looks
and
so cool. And she saw the same thing I mean. I was like, wow, perception is so crazy. Like, we both were, like, a little intimidated by, like, each other and, like, thought, like, each was, like, really cool and had, like, such a great aura. And also, we were both wrong. Not, like, wrong, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, there was no reason to be intimidated.
Damn!
No. What I mean wrong is, like, there was no reason to be intimidated.
Yeah. Obviously, we were both
like,
wrong
and, like, being intimidated. Because, like, obviously, once I spoke to her, and I feel like, I mean, I would hope of her, like, you know, but she spoke to me, which, I mean, she did say I was cool, so. I would say the perception was wrong, like, there was no reason to be intimidated.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I just thought it was kind of interesting how we kind of thought the same thing of each other.
It's fun. That's crazy.
Right? I don't know, I think perception is so crazy sometimes, like, don't judge a book by its cover, I guess. I don't really know how to go off this, I don't know, that experience is like, I just thought it was cool.
Don't judge a book by its cover, bitch. Oh, I've never had an experience like that before.
Right? We're like, I guess you find out later on what someone thinks of you. But no, actually, no, that's a lie. I just have a thing where, like, I love finding out what people, like, perceived of me or thought of me when they first met me.
Mm-hmm.
I've asked people, like, stuff like that before. Like, in my past. I can't say I've asked anyone that any more. But I remember doing it, like, in middle school and high school. Like, oh, what did you first think of me? I can't remember the last time I did that. I don't think I ever asked you, did I? Oh my gosh, I'm asking. Do you even remember? Because, like, with me, it's just, like, I mean, you already know. I even said it to you. Like, I thought you were a Leo. And I asked you, I was like, he seems like a Leo. And I asked you, are you a Leo? And you were like, I thought she knew me. Or you thought I knew, that you knew me. You thought you knew me and you just forgot me, I remember you said. But do you remember, like...
That's the first time also, I remember meeting you, too.
See, yeah, that's, like, what's first experience, but it's not perception, though. It's not, like...
I remember literally where we were standing.
No, oh, I know exactly, too, yes. But, I mean, that's not exactly what I mean, like... Because I feel like there's also just a few people, like, after you've known them for so long, but you don't remember exactly.
But, yeah,
right, I don't remember I don't remember exactly what I perceived of you in that moment. I just remember thinking you were a Leo, and then I came up to you and asked you that. But besides that, I mean, I still remember exactly how you're standing and everything, but...
I can't remember a time you were a stranger.
Shut the fuck up, this dude.
But really, I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. So I'm like... Well, like, what, 5 years too late?
Each other now.
No, not 5 years. 4 years too late?
I know. We should ask this.
We've known each other for so long. 3 years.
We should ask this question at the beginning.
I know, but, like, I used to ask people that old time in the beginning. Not the beginning, but
when it's I was a younger, fun thing I mean, to know.
Right? It's a fun thing to know. It's just, like, I'm curious. Okay, what people think of me before they know me.
I know, it's not being huge.
Mm. Yeah, because I don't eat the whole time whenever we have snacks. I'm only eating the whole time. The only reason I'm not eating right now is because I'm talking.
Mm. Ooh! Yes, ma'am!
Oh, my God. Guys, I got a new phone. Finally upgraded.
About
time. That phone's been having problems for, like, years, honestly.
Like, no, let me ask you this.
Years.
If the charger port didn't break, do you think you would have gotten a new one?
Oh, no. No. I can tell you, not even, I think I know. The only reason I definitely for sure got a phone like that this time around was because, that's the thing I said, like, my charging port thing wasn't working anymore. It, like, specifically was this. It was not, like, the wire or anything. Because I have two chargers. One for my house and then one for my car.
Boochie.
And both, I had to, like, keep moving around. And, like, I feel like we've all experienced that, where, like, you have to, like, move a wire around to, like,
find it right. And then you twist it around, and then it works, and you twist it the other
way. No, literally, yeah, you're doing everything and everything you can. Everything and everything? I don't know why I said that. You're doing everything and everything you can. But anyways, I was messing around with it for both wires. I was like, it's not the wire. It's the
it's thing. The phone.
Yeah, it's the phone. Like, I don't know, there's something wrong, but... And that was why I got a new phone this week, because I don't want to fucking deal with that. And I mean, like, I definitely have, I had extra money. I like it a lot. I had extra money since we didn't go to New York. And I mean, I've been saving up for so long. And I was like, well, I've saved up money specifically for something, for like a big purchase. Because, you know, New York costs a lot.
Oh, girl.
So I was like, you know what? Let me use it for this. Especially now that the phone's like basically done for in my mind. Mm-hmm. That's how I thought of it. Because beforehand, it was just like the sound sucked. Like, as it was dying.
Bad.
No, yeah, as soon as it was dying, the volume would go down, but it was already, like, a low volume anyways, even when it was charged.
That was my favorite. It would literally
be... Oh, yeah, we're filming TikTok.
Yeah, we were filming TikTok, and it'll be like... We're like, what are you saying? What are those words?
And it would be at full volume.
That is so funny.
So, I will say, when I heard the volume the first time around for this phone, I was in shock. I was like, wow, it's supposed to be that loud? Mm. Like, I didn't realize how loud it's supposed to be. Like, I just became so accustomed with it being such a low volume.
Yeah, bitch, I
even
could not imagine they're trying to watch YouTube in the middle of the night. Oh my god.
It was, it's gonna be a little annoying, especially because, like, just, it takes just one noise for me not to hear it. Even if it's, like, a not a loud noise. Like, running water.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I'd be watching my face or anything, and I had, like, a video or, like, a sound.
Damn, that's the word.
No, then I'm like, damn, I'm not gonna have anything. Like, I remember I'm having to pause, like, a podcast or a video, whatever, just so I don't miss it.
You never bought a speaker?
I did have one, but then, like, it was kind of jinky. Like, I got it at Target. It was this, like, frog speaker. And with time, like, it was great, but with time, it just went low. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I may do. I mean, okay. It's really not that bad. It was just bad when I had something I wanted to be doing while I was doing that. Well, I had something to play in.
Should I get a new phone? I'm just kidding.
I don't know. But oh my god, it was a whole thing to get this phone. Too much. Don't want to get into it. I was going to get into it, but I was like, ugh. I was like, don't want to talk about it.
I just don't want to get into it.
But I'm really happy with my phone. Oh my gosh, I did almost get a 16E. I had never heard of it, but, when I went to the T-Mobile store, because that's who I'm with, the lady was like, well, since it looks like you're just trying to give her a cheap phone, because I told her, like, well, I just want the 14, like, I don't want anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a 16, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to get a 14. And she was like, well, we have this other phone that's cheap. It's the 16E. But she also wanted me to get a new phone, too. You know how they are. They want me to get the newest one. Mm-hmm. She was like, well, it's one of the newest ones, and it's pretty cheap, too, you know? And it really was. I think it was like 500, 600 something. Mm-hmm. It's a 16E. You can look into it. Anyways, and she almost got me. Like, I remember being like, yeah, you sold me. Because she started showing me all like, the good things about it. I was like, damn, it is cheap, too. It's literally like it's around the same price as the iPhone 14. And it's new. So my mom was like, yeah, I'd rather get the new one. Mm-hmm. For cheap. Hell yeah. But then, like, I had a whole thing. I couldn't get into the account because I wasn't an authorized user, blah, blah, blah. So I ended up not being able to get the phone.
It was like a blessing in disguise.
No, it really was. It really was. Because if not, I would have gotten it. Because then afterwards is when I found it. I did a little research on the iPhone 16E. And that's when I found out, like, apparently, like, it's not bad.
It's nasty.
No. From what people were saying, it really wasn't bad. But it's just, like, they didn't have, like, 0.5 in the camera, which means isn't a big deal. No, a lot of people don't like it. A lot of people said they didn't like it just because of that, which I was kind of surprised. See? Honestly, that still wasn't, like, a bad
people
point to me.
Like, the
like
zoom.
I don't really use 0.5 like that.
Really? Sometimes I like it for pictures.
I was thinking about that, too, because I do like using it for photos sometimes. So I was like, even then, I really don't use it that often with photos. What the hell's going on? that wasn't really a deal breaker for me. The one that was really a deal breaker for me was, I don't remember how they were wording it, but I saw a lot of people say it. You know, like, the tracker you have, like, on your iPhone, like, you know, to find my iPhone, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's not as well with a 16E. Like, I think it was, like, a certain distance where, like, you wouldn't be able to find or anything. It's like, mm-hmm. What's the point of it, then? If I can't even find my iPhone, can't find it.
It's too far.
Well, shit. Like, what the hell do you mean? Bad. But, yeah. There were some other things, too. Oh, I saw the camera quality from what I was seeing, it didn't look like it was that good.
Oh,
and I'm like, new phone, but the photo quality isn't good. Like, mm-hmm. I like taking photos, you know. I want the quality.
I love taking pictures.
And like, especially with knowing, I have some news. I'm gonna go see Kelly Uchi 6 months.
Oh my god, are you really? Are you really?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I bought the tickets literally like 2 days ago because I got, you know. I have some extra money, you know,
from
New York. I've been saving, and then just kind of like a bunch of expenses. I was able to buy the tickets. I really didn't think I was going to be able to go because, I mean, that's part of the reason I didn't even buy them until literally just now because mm-hmm. I didn't feel like I had enough money, you know, to get them. But, you know, I did have enough money, and I got them for like $340. Y'all, floor seats, which I was in shock because, from all the other tickets around, they were like 700, you know, 800, blah, blah.
Where'd you get the tickets?
SeatGeek.
Okay.
I always use SeatGeek. The only two I've ever used is Ticketmaster. That was the first time around. And then, like, all the other concerts I've gone to, like, I've gone to so many. I've gone, like, two other ones. I got off of SeatGeek, which I really like.
Okay, good.
You get some cheap
tickets. There's some things I've been seeing. I can't remember which app it is, but it's one of the like ticket apps. But I know it wasn't SeatGeek or Ticketmaster.
Hopefully not, because
I know it wasn't those. But they're getting scammed. People are getting scammed, like buying like $1,000 tickets and getting scammed. And I thought that was crazy.
Wait, don't fucking say that because that's a scary thing. Kind of okay, it's not that scary, but it scared me. Love you so much. Okay, but like I got them on SeatGeek because I feel like they're pretty reputable, you know. But I will say another thing about that. I will tell you. Anytime I've gotten tickets off SeatGeek, like, I always get, like, the confirmation code, blah, blah, everything right away, which, I mean, I still did. But the thing is, then it, like, lets you, like, put those tickets onto Ticketmaster. I don't know why, but, like, it just, like, lets you get a Ticketmaster. Like, with our pre-sale tickets, I got them off SeatGeek, and then they would, like, just go to Ticketmaster.
Okay.
But anyways, this time around, I got the tickets, and then it said order pending. And I was like, order pending? Like, that Ooh. Never happens. If anything, it's just, like, the confirmation code. And then, you know, I'm able to transfer the tickets. But it was, like, order pending. Like, I guess because SeatGeek also gets tickets from other sellers, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Then it said order pending, and I looked into it. And apparently it's, like, from another place I could be getting it.
Ooh.
Like, third party.
A third party?
Yeah.
Not just the second party?
Yeah, it's not just me and SeatGeek. There's another bitch in there, and I don't know them. Yeah.
I don't know them.
No, I was kind of nervous, dude. But then, like I said, I looked into it. I talked to the SeatGeek robot.
Oh, did you?
I spoke to it, and it basically said, yeah, like, you should be good, like, if it doesn't come through. Because I will say, even on Ticket, it did say, they're, like, 100% secure, so, like, I would get money back if anything mm-hmm. would happen. But even the things that, like, it wouldn't go through if, like, that third party didn't have the ticket. They're just going through that third party to make sure
they still have the ticket.
I wonder so, too. But, hey, for $340, thank you. Better not be no scammer. I'm fucking crying. Especially because, like, on the in the email
that I got. That feels so embarrassing to get there and be like, these tickets aren't real. I'd be like.
No. SeaGig, I'll come after you.
I will sue.
No, yeah. Can I be able to sue?
What?
Would I be able to sue? I mean, I would say so, right? Because, yeah. Like, I'm saying on the ticket,
unless you get all your money back.
Instead of secure. Like... Well, duh. So what? They lied to me. Emotional. Yeah. Emotional. What? This not abuse, but, like, emotional.
Damage.
Emotional damage. Because, like, I really would be damaged. My, yeah. Drive all the way there. Can't get in.
I would sue for gas money. I'd be like, do you know how much gas that I just wasted? That's what I would sue.
But you know, I might as well go in for the emotional damage just in case.
Yeah.
I would be damaged. I'd be so disappointed. I'd be outside the venue.
Like, I'd be outside listening my ear to the thing.
I'd be sobbing. Bitch, I know. I would sob. It's that serious.
Because it is that serious.
I'm so hype right now. If that would happen, I'd cry. I already know. I'm breaking out crying. Like, I kind of want to cry right now that you
think. No!
Like, I'd sob. But anyways.
That is so funny. Sorry.
It's not a scam, though. I trust SeatGeek.
SeatGeek's our best.
Part of the reason they were so cheap, too, is because, okay, it got, like, obviously, like, they add taxes, like, afterwards, you know?
Yeah.
And it went up to, like, $370. But then, yeah. Shout out to Summer Talks. They have a SeatGeek code. So I used it.
Okay, if they're being sponsored by Surf Talks, then I think they're fine. Like, right? I think SeaGeek's fine.
No, right? Yeah, I think SeaGeek's a reputable thing. It's just, like, that kind of got me nervous because I've never experienced that. I always experienced that, like, get a ticket, then it transfers to Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
But anyways, but I do trust SeaGeek. Don't fucking lie to me. Don't play on me, please. I trust them. Right now, I'm saying I trust them, and then, like, what?
Sometimes please don't play my face all nasty. Y'all.
But no.
Story time. I got scammed.
I got scammed by SeaGeek. Yeah, with their code, it probably down to like 200, no,
340,
not 300.
Oh, wow.
And front row. It's like a...
Front row?
Yeah. Well, it's, like I said, they're floor tickets.
Oh, so you can
but it says row A. I don't know why it says row A, but I'm guessing it's going to be, you know, like general admission where, like, you know, first come, first serve kind of spot.
Yeah.
Like, remember when we went to Pierce the Veil?
Yeah.
General admission for the floor, for the pit.
That was
so
funny.
Literally, it was like first come, first serve. Remember the first ones were like the people that paid VIP, and we were still pretty close, even though we didn't get VIP.
I know.
You better believe I'm gonna be early for them tickets to be up front. but her stage seems like a good layout also because from what it shows, it's like stage, and then it kind of comes out right here. So it's like this stage. This is a stage, and that's a stage. Right.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So like row A is like technically like over here on this side. Yeah, like a T. It's like on the right side. So I'm gonna try to be some. I'm gonna try to be in a corner.
That's
you
good,
know. So yeah. Like I get the stage and the side
Which
stage.
Which corner though? Right corner or left corner?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, any corner?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'll go right just because I like right more than left.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Are you right-handed?
I am.
See.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah,
you
are. Left.
Would you prefer the left stage? Or
I would go to the left, probably.
Wow, I wonder if that means anything.
Whoa.
But y'all, I have no idea what I'm gonna wear. Kelly Uchi, she didn't, what? You just like staring after I picked up the pillow.
I was just listening to you talk.
No, it looked like you were like judging me, like, because I saw you staring from here and then you went, like, it looked like you were judging. Y'all, was he judging?
Yeah.
Do you guys think he was judging me right now? The two people in here? Hey, Jagger, how you doing?
I was just listening to you talk.
Oh, yeah. So she didn't go for her Queridas tour. She didn't go on tour for the Queridas album, I mean. So, she's gonna end up playing, like, I mean, she's playing songs from, like, other albums, too. But since, like, she didn't go on tour for that one, she's also keeping some of the same vibes from that album and this album, like, together. Mm. She did release, like, a, like, kind of, like, a dress code for the tour on, like, what you should wear, you know?
Ooh.
I don't know if you, do you know who? I think his name is Raul. I'm not gonna speak on him. I don't even remember his name. Never remember mine. Forget it. Forget what I said about whoever that is.
I'm not gonna speak on him. Get him out of my face. Get him out of my
mouth. I don't remember his name. I think it's, I like a few of his songs too.
Oh, wow.
But you know me. I'm bad with names. Wow. Anyways, I know. Big fan. But anyways, yeah. She has a little dress code and it's kind of like pastel colors and like...
That's ooh!
Like
the colors
from like, I feel, both albums. But I think I'm gonna lean for more the Queridos album because I really did love that album so much.
Ooh, I can't wait to see your outfit. I can't wait.
Oh, she's gonna eat.
She always eats. Where's that?
I'm going to Atlanta.
Ooh.
Shout out if you see me there. Say hi if you see me. Because
Anyway, are you ready to take a quick little break?
You didn't even tell me about your week.
I don't really have much to say.
Okay,
I really don't got much to say about my week. I
feel like we switched up. Usually I feel like I don't have much to say about my weeks.
I really don't have nothing to say. Really,
hey, Eddie.
Really nothing crazy happened this week. Nothing fun, nothing interesting. A lot of doing the same thing.
Going
out Instacarting for 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling. Getting orders, not getting orders.
You're so funny. Chilling.
Getting orders, not getting orders. You know how it goes.
The Instacart life.
It's horrible. Going to interviews. I did have an interview I could talk to you about, I guess.
Yeah.
If you insist on me talking to you about something.
Okay, yeah, because I'm forcing him.
I had an interview at Food Lion. And, well, you see, this is the thing is I don't really think it's that interesting because I don't know how it went.
Well, what's your perception of it?
Okay, so she was a really southern lady, and she reminded me of my aunt.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not in a good way. Yikes.
So
nasty.
She reminded me of my aunt. But
why don't you like your aunt?
My aunt, we don't like her at all. It's
only, so it's a whole family thing.
No.
Oh, a bunch of them don't like her. No, he's a weed.
No, one day. Don't worry about it. So she reminded me of her a little bit, and so I was cracking jokes. We're having a good time. She was laughing. She wasn't laughing. We had some hits. We had some miss. I did try the joke at the end of the interview because they always go, "Do you have any questions for me?" And I never know what to say. And so I did the joke again where I was like, "Kind of drama." And she laughed really hard at that one.
You know, I do think I'll take that from you.
Whenever
I have future interviews,
I think
I take that from you. I really don't have another question.
I think it's, I don't want to say, like, no, I don't have any questions. So it's like cheeky, it's funny, it's quirky, it's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And she said I had a great personality,
mm-hmm.
but she kept, and it was so weird. She was like, "So you live in this city?" And I was like, "I do." And she was like, "That's like a far drive, wasn't it?" And I was like, "No."
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "No, it was just like 20, 25 minutes. Like, it wasn't crazy." And she was like, "Okay." And then she just kept bringing it up.
You should have told her how you used to drive 2 hours.
I did. She was like, because she just kept going like on and on about like, "It's just, wow, that seems like such a long drive from your city." And I went, I said, "Girl, I used to drive from an hour to where I used to work. Like, it is, I don't mind a drive, and 25 minutes isn't even a drive." Mm-hmm. It's like,
did you say anything?
Huh?
Did you say anything about that?
What?
Did she say anything about that?
Oh, no, she just laughed. She was like, "Okay, that's good to know." And then, I said her vibes were, sorry, I really didn't hear you. Like, it was like 3 times. I was like,
what? The viewers ain't doing shit.
I know, I got the extra ear growth, but it made my ear hearing worse. No, but I don't know, so there was some weird vibes.
Mm.
It's like, the way I'm describing it makes it sound like, wow, that was such a good interview. But in the moment, it was like, there were vibes that were just like,
oh, was that yours?
That's the one I made.
It looks good.
I know.
I was eyeing it earlier. I grabbed from this one, I regretted it, so I was like, I'm gonna eat that one.
I know.
That crunch, that part looks really good.
Really? I wanted it because there was extra caramel. There was extra caramel on this side right here, and I was like,
"If you want to take that away from you."
The crispy part?
Yeah. I was trying to get you to be like, "Yeah, I'll give you a piece." I'm like, that looks really good.
You can have a piece. You can even have the whole thing. Unless you don't want that caramel.
No, you can have the caramel. I just want this. Honestly, I got here for this part. I love a good crunchy part from a cookie. Oh, from a brownie. I love it. And when you dip in the milk, it tastes different. It has like a crispy taste.
The corner of a brownie is my favorite brownie in the pan.
My favorite part. Your favorite brownie pan. Your favorite part of the brownie?
Yeah, like, you know,
or a brownie in the pan. No, that doesn't make sense, actually. Never mind. Let me try to clock you.
I know.
All you mean is neck.
Anyways, the vibes.
We're going on break now.
Oh, I thought we were.
I thought we were done.
I want to hear about your week, and then when I keep talking about my week, she was
like, "You just went on and on and on." Like, why are you talking so much on a pod? Weird.
But, and the vibes were just so, like, it was weird. It was weird. But she said I have a really good personality. But she almost said it like a condescending way.
Is the tone?
Because I was talking about I'm really good with talking with customers. I love to talk to customers. I'm really good at it. I can have a conversation for a few minutes and not, like, feel awkward or weird. And she goes, wow, William, you definitely have the personality for it. And the way it was, like, it felt like she was insulting me with the way she said it. And I was like...
No, I know what you mean.
But...
I feel backhanded.
She said she's gonna... She wasn't even the manager that was supposed to interview me.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know. She was like, yeah, the produce manager is probably going to call you for another interview. But she did say he's probably going to call me, so.
Oh. And what was this?
Look,
this cookie's all kind of fucked up.
Yeah, the caramel made them kind of stick together.
Kind of like a spider. Anyways, keep going. What did you say?
This was on Friday. And she said she has...
So yesterday?
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break.
And we're going to be right back. Make sure you grab a drink.
Make sure you get a snack.
Hey guys!
Are y'all ready?
Are you ready?
We're still live, guys.
Hey guys, we are back. I have some stories to read you. What is with the tune? What is with all that?
I just wish there was a cat. That's what I was thinking right now. I wish there was a cat. I'll be back. I'll go get Zucchini.
I think he's outside.
No, he isn't. No, you left him inside.
Taking a break.
Just if he wants to, you know. Just if he wants to.
Yeah.
Sit down. Here you go. Look, guys. We have Zucchini! The skinny king himself. He's lost some weight.
He has Zucchini, lost sit. Some weight.
Sit, Zucchini. Let the people see you. Look at that beautiful face. He's an angel. Ooh. He's so shy.
Oh, and he's not that shy.
And he's clean, too. A handsome young man.
Of course he's clean. You think Audrey's a dirty man? You think Audrey's a dirty man?
Wait, can you pop the phone back up?
Maybe.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Now you can get into your story. I can't wait to hear it now that I have something to pet.
I have three.
Ooh. Okay, so are they spooky?
They're not.
I love a good spooky story.
They're tea.
Ooh, drama?
I have three Am I the Asshole stories for us.
Ooh, I love, I'll tell you.
And I know. We have three. I'm gonna read you the titles. We're gonna read all three of them, please.
Okay.
We're gonna read all three of them, but you get to choose the order.
Okay,
you get
give
to choose
me.
The order. So, which one do you want first? So, okay. First one is, am I the asshole for going on walks during my lunch break?
No, that's where you're like, no.
Am I the asshole for not getting rid of my cat? Last one. Probably not. Last one is... Am I the asshole for expecting some time with just my husband and toddler and not my in-laws while we're on our Disney World trip?
Okay, probably not. Again, also, most likely not.
Which one do you want first?
I don't know. They all seem like none of them are going to be the asshole. The only one... Let's go with the middle one just because the only way I could find a person being an asshole for not wanting to get rid of their cat is maybe like... They have, like, a roommate where they still live at home.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, someone there is, like, allergic to cats. So they still, with that knowledge, got a cat. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, yeah, you're an asshole. Like, first off, like, to bring a cat, knowing that you live with someone that's allergic. So, like, I would see, like, why the person would be an asshole for that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
Go.
Okay, am I the asshole for not getting rid of my cat? I, 41F, have been dating this guy, 46M, for several years. Hold on. Sorry.
I thought he was going to sneeze.
No, I had a burp and I was trying to read that and I felt it like in my throat.
Hey, Tanya.
And in right here and it was so uncomfy. Last year we took a break. Oh, immediately bad start. Taking a break in a relationship.
What do you feel like about breaks in a relationship? Do you think they work or is that already like a red flag? To me, that's a red flag. I don't think I'd ever do a break because if we're having problems, I would actually get through it, like work through it together, not take a break and then, you know, the other person would be with someone else, you know, and all that. And they'd be like, okay, let's come back together now that you had your little fun.
I have taken a break.
Oh, I know you have. But I mean, now but though.
Now I would never. Now, no, no. If someone was like, oh, we need to take a break.
I was curious if your stance was still there.
If someone was like, oh, we need to take a break. I'd be like, we need to take a break up because we're not getting back together. We're taking a break because it's not happening. Mm-hmm. Okay, anyway.
Proceed.
Last year we took a break for about 6 months. In that time, I did not date anyone else, but he did. But was working with someone who showed unreciprocated interest in me. This coworker was moving to another state, and I asked. Oh my god! I literally chose these because I was like, I'm trying to work on my reading skills. And
can I read one?
Yeah, you can read one.
Yay! That cat is so cute.
I know. I want to read the Disney World one.
Okay, he's picky, y'all.
I just want to say, because...
Hey, Ruff.
Because I know how the Disney World one ends, and I want to read that one.
Okay, yeah, you read it. All yours.
This coworker was moving to another state and asked if I wanted to adopt his cats for my kids, and I jumped at the chance. We always wanted a cat, and it seemed like a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. I lost contact with this coworker pretty quickly after he moved, and my relationship with my boyfriend was really great. But recently, he told me that he hates the cat because it came from a guy who used to try and sleep with me.
Okay, it's just a cat. It's not that fucking deep.
He said he didn't want to even feed the cat while I'm gone.
And that's disgusting. I feel like that says a lot about him. That's disgusting. That
is terrible. As it just reminds him of the other guy. It's just a cat, and I literally never think of that coworker who gave it to me. I told him that I'm never going to get rid of my cat to make him feel comfortable.
Duh.
Not just because of the cat, but just because I won't be in a relationship where I have to prove my love by an unnecessary sacrifice or pain. Mm-hmm. He said that I'm choosing a cat over him, so am I the asshole for thinking this whole thing is stupid and weirdly childish? No. That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's insane. Why would she get rid of her cat?
I'm on his side. I'm playing.
I'm like, this man's playing. But no, like, if anything, I think that's already like a, yeah, we gotta end this.
No, sure. Yeah. Like
The break was already like, girl.
Yeah.
But this is like,
Pushing it.
That's already, we're done.
Yeah.
I feel like if I were to be like, go with a break, that would be the deal breaker. Say something about the cat. It's like, the cat, it's a cat, man.
If a man watches me and like we were dating for a while, he's like, it's me or it's Athena, I'd be like, okay, bye.
Bye. No, like, literally, sorry, bye.
Literally, get out.
Not even sorry, bye. Anyway. It's not gonna work out. Like, I'm not gonna get rid of my cat. I would never get rid of you, Zucchini.
Are you ready?
You're not
for
mine,
this?
But.
Update. Oh!
There's an update. Hopefully, the update is she left him.
I didn't.
If she stuck around and got rid of the cat, I swear she's got her life wrong, her morals wrong.
Okay, I didn't read any of the updates when it came to these, so I wanted to be...
Oh, you want to be surprised too? Yeah. You want to be surprised?
I didn't know Reddit was the friend group I needed, yet here we are.
Okay.
Yes, he's gone. Ah! It didn't go well, but everyone was right. He was generally kind of normal for the most part. I think he was just good at masking. But in hindsight, there were some red flags of slowly escalating controlling behavior. This kind of yanked the wool off... My eyes? Oh. Like, this kind of yanked the wool off my eyes. He's... girl, what is that word?
He's incredulous.
Incredulous? Okay.
I know.
He's incredulous that I'd break up over a cat, but then tried to gaslight me by saying, I cannot believe that you think I wouldn't feed your cat. He literally said he wouldn't
feed... I feel like... Well, he said he... Well, from what she said, he sometimes doesn't want to or something. Is that mm-hmm. what she said?
She said...
But, like, still, that's what I'm also saying he's disgusting. Because in my head, I would also think, maybe he's not.
Maybe he's not feeding the cat.
Yeah, or, like, also, even just, like, having thoughts like that, like, he's just insecure. Because his insecurity about, like, her, maybe, like, thinking about that guy, when she's not, she said, he's reflecting that onto the cat.
And that's crazy.
Nothing to do with that. So in my mind, with him saying something like that, like, oh, sometimes I don't even want to feed the cat, I'm already thinking, like, what if he abuses my cat?
Right? Why,
you know what I mean?
Like,
you can never trust bitches. And especially if someone says something like that. You gonna trust bitches?
You can never trust bitches.
You really can't, because sometimes you think you know someone. Because I've heard stories where, like, I don't remember exactly how this one went, but, like, I'm pretty sure it was, like, this girl, she was dating someone... Obviously, this woman was dating someone, and then she had like a camera set up in her in her house. I forgot why. Ooh. Oh, she just wanted to keep an eye on her pet when she wasn't there. You know, a lot of people have those pet cams.
Yeah.
But she ended up seeing that, like, her boyfriend at the time was abusing her dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So it's like, you can't really trust people. Like, maybe they'll be one way, but with him saying something like that, like,
I would not even
want to feed the cat because of that, because of his own security, it would have me thinking, like, how does he treat my cat when I'm not there?
That's scary.
That's where you're like, also just saying that's where you're like, bye. That's annoying. Like, get out of my face.
I was maybe being a little hyperbolic. I had a few drinks there the night. Do you really think I'm a monster? And so on and so on. Then it turned to how controlling it was and how he laughed at me for being dramatic, mean laughing. I've never heard him do that before. It went around and around, and he was very intentionally pretending not to understand and was changing the subject a lot. I told him I was done. I'll pack up whatever shit you have at my house and I'll drop it off at your work. I guess I'm feeling a little relieved that I found out before I let him further into my life. Mm-hmm. It still sucks, but I'm good at being single, so life moves on. Also, he's a completely inside cat, and I've changed the door, and I've changed the locks to my door, so we're safe.
Yay. Oh my gosh.
And that's the whole story.
She dodged fucking bullet Imagine how we could be.
Imagine.
And I just feel like there's had to be other red flags, and I want to know them, honestly.
Right.
Like, I want to know what his other red flags is, because I already know he's a terrible person. Yeah, I don't know how bad this person is. She did say
that he seemed really great at first.
That's how they get you.
That is how they get you. That's how they lock you.
I've been there plenty of times. It's great in the beginning.
But then it's
rocky. I'm like, how far? And then, like, since, like, they're great in the... I thought that was better. And then, because, like, they're great in the beginning.
Who?
I was scared. I was like... But it's once they're great in the beginning... And, like, later on, it's harder to leave.
Because
I'm like, it's good. Like, think about when it was good.
That's why. I mean, girl,
for me, at least, sometimes I even, like, blame it on myself. I'm like, well, maybe I should have said that. Or he was just mad.
He said
he won't do that again.
But does he do it again? Yeah, he does.
So it's hard, but... And then it is hard to leave because it's like, you think about the good time.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever been there? The three people in here, have you ever been there?
Oh, there's some people in here?
There's three people.
Do you want to read yours?
Of course.
Okay.
Which one's this one?
This is the Am I the Asshole for going on
walk? Taking walks on my lunch break. I already don't think so. Because what? Taking a walk on your lunch break? It's your break. What? I can do what I want on my break. I mean, as long as you're not like, what? Shooting up drugs on your break? I think you should be fine. Because once you get back, you know, you'll still be sober. You'll be good. Okay. Let's get this started. Okay.
Am I the asshole? Ask some questions. We're live.
Yeah, ask us some questions.
We're filming right now, so ask us some questions.
Am I the asshole for taking walks on my lunch break? A few years ago, I started a job that was more office-based than previous jobs.
Okay.
Because of that, I was moving less and gaining some weight, and I'm very out of shape. I'm not overweight, but I'm carrying a little more fat than I used to, and I can tell my cardio ability has gone down. I get that. I know some people, I think there's like an office butt. I don't know how you get it. Yeah, it's like, it's a thing. It's called office butt. It's just for like sitting down for like hours on end.
Oh my God. Okay, so I can never get an office job.
Or just like move around. Like, make sure you're taking breaks.
Taking walks.
I mean, I don't know if you've seen that.
Maybe he's an asshole for taking walks. We don't know yet.
Right, on his break. How dare he? Yeah. Like, I don't know if you've seen like desks where you can like stand up.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, that's why they're a thing. Anyways. I get a 1 hour paid lunch per day. A lot of my coworkers eat at their desk and do a little work. Like maybe answering an email, but mostly eating. I personally go to my car to eat and then do laps around the parking garage before I go back in. I am never gone for more than an hour. I am back on time. All right, now it's going on. From what I'm thinking, it's like the coworker's gonna be like annoyed, or like even the boss is like, why are you not staying in the office and doing your job, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm on break. Who is that? Is that for me? I don't know. They went behind the garbage can.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I got distracted. So, yeah, I think it's just, like, them feeling the type of way.
Yeah.
And he's, like, not wrong at all. Anyways, recently I did my normal routine. I got my lunch, went to my car, and ate it. Then I started on my walk. I happened to run into a coworker during my walk. He was out there because He forgot he needed something from his car. He stopped me and asked, what was I doing? I told him I ate my lunch and now I'm taking my walk before my lunch break is over. He didn't like that answer and said, our lunch break is for eating, not walking, and that when I'm done eating, I should go back to work. What? Why would I go back to work for my paid lunch break? If I'm being paid for my lunch break, I mean, even if I'm not being paid for my lunch break, what the fuck? If I'm on my lunch break, I'm on my lunch break until it's done. Nothing from me. If my lunch break is 30 minutes, see you in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. Clock back in. Anyways, but especially if it's paid, you know? But, like, I'd be so happy. Like, I'm using it up to the very last minute. Anyways. Oh, the very last second. Exactly. Anyways, he didn't like... Okay, I read that. I think he told other people because then I've been receiving comments before I go on break that I didn't receive before. I don't think I was wrong. I'm entitled to my break. All my work gets done on time. I take it...
He's right there.
Who?
Oh, yeah, it's right there.
I don't even see him.
In my yard right there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's definitely not Romaine.
No, that's a different cat. That's your neighbor's cat. Oh. That cat's been roaming here. The cute one I saw was black and white. But they went that way. Anyways. I can't really tell they're not an asshole. Anyways. I'm in touch my break and I get all my work done. I take it at about the same time every day, so it's expected I won't be available. And I may come back to a non-urgent emails. I have my phone on me in case someone calls for an emergency, which has never happened. I talked to my parents about it and they both said they work through lunch. And I shouldn't be out walking. No. I think that's definitely a past generation thing. Because, again, I have heard it where it's, like, they would, like, still do some work, like, while on their break. Like, that's why they would even stay at their, like,
and then that, then they say that we don't want to work because we just want our whole
break.
It's,
like, why am I doing free work? And I know she's getting paid, but it's, like, why am I going to work during my break?
I'm not.
It's called a break. It's called a break. Bitch, let me take my break.
The company will survive. I'm working 8 hours of my day. Mm-hmm. I deserve a little break.
Exactly. I deserve a break. I reserve that 1 hour. And besides, she says she keeps her phone on her. If it were to be in an emergency, she would come back. There's so, never been in an emergency.
It's not like she's just not being like, I'm on my break and you can't contact me at all. And I won't come back if you
can. She's doing pretty more than
right. Yeah, she's doing like, more than I would.
Honestly, shit, I wouldn't answer. Anyways, but she's like, I'll come back if it's like an emergency. But anyways. But also, they're older and raised in a different time. So I don't know if I should trust their judgment. So, am I the asshole for taking a walk during my lunch break?
No.
Okay. She has an ETA. What does that even mean? ETA. What does ETA mean? I don't know. ETA, it's paid. A lot of people think it's unpaid. I am paid for it. I'm a salary. My manager doesn't have an issue, but some people I work with do have an issue knowing I use part of it to walk. What's ETA? What does ETA stand for?
Edited after? I don't know.
Anyways, I don't think she's an asshole. No,
is there an update?
I don't think so.
No. Damn. What did the comment say? Oh my god.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Now I'm reading. This one says, the willing corporate slaves trying to raise the next generation is wild. Okay. I meant to think it's wild.
Okay.
Last I check, it's called lunch break and not lunch. Work more time.
Thanks, girl.
And it says, your coworker is an ass. I don't care if you got an hour for lunch or only 30 minutes or if your lunch is paid or unpaid. Your lunch time is your lunch time, period. Exactly. Yes. This one says, this is my theory. It's my break whether it's paid or not. I'll spend it how I want. Exactly. Whether she's being paid or not. My break. I'm gonna take a break. Why would I not take a break?
I'm not gonna work during my break.
Exactly. Like, who's gonna do that? If you do that, why?
Are y'all working during y'all's break?
That's insane. Okay, this one says, I'm older and always walked on my lunch break. Fresh air and exercise meant I was more alert during the afternoon. Most days a coworker joined me. My spouse worked multiple locations with a gym and shower. They were running on their break. Wow. That's a bougie. Like,
that's a good job. That's a good job. I want to work there.
They have showers?
Right? Or is that, like, promoting, like, stay here, you can shower here, and then get back to work?
I mean, maybe, but, like, no, I don't think so, because apparently, like, coworkers would join, too. Yeah.
Join in the showers?
What? No, on their ones. Well, shit, maybe. I don't know. That.
Ooh, that's... I want to work at that job!
Oh, this one says, I would go to HR... Oh, I thought they were saying they were HR. This one says, I would go to HR, your unpaid lunch break, if yours, to do with what you wish.
Yeah.
Wow. This one says edit to add. Oh, that's what it is. That's what ETA means. Edit to add. Wow.
Oh, okay. I knew it was edit something. I had the edits.
Anyways.
I knew it.
Their lack of boundaries around their work are not your issues. Exactly. Because mm-hmm. what? I've done far too much unpaid work over time over the years, such as working through lunch, working after hours. I'm better now at work slash life boundaries. My God. And I'm so much better for it. Yeah. You really do need that boundary of like, I'm at work, so I'm staying in work mode. And then this, what?
I meant to tell you, during the Food Lion interview, I brought up the podcast. I panicked. Really? I didn't know what to do. What'd because she goes, because on the interview, I mean, like on the application, you put like your availability, and I open availability every day except for Saturday, obviously.
Yeah.
And I put on Saturday, I put like open to like 3 p.m., you know, just to, you know, give it some leeway.
Yeah.
You know, and she goes, so what do you do Saturdays after work? And I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to say. What was I supposed to say? I didn't know.
You should have been like, I'm young. I should have plans that day.
I didn't know what lie to come up with. So I said, I film a podcast every Saturday. And then I went, oh, I can't believe I said that. Oh.
She looks into it. Chatterbox Crew.
I did not tell. I didn't say no names.
Oh, I would have thought she would ask too.
No. Well, I saw it. But, you know, she wrote on the piece of paper.
That's funny.
But she also misspelled it. She made a joke about her misspelling it, and I was like, "T, I don't know."
Girl, what she put?
I don't know, but I don't know.
Oh, she just said, "Oh, that's how you spell it."
And then she was like, "Oh, I messed up." You know, like, oh.
That was funny.
What
does that say? That's like a running emoji.
We have one more.
What does that mean?
Am I the asshole story? This one is, am I the asshole for expecting some time with just my husband and my toddler and not my in-laws on our trip to Disney World? What's your verdict before? Because I see the verdict.
I really don't think she's an asshole. Why don't you spend time with, like, just them? I don't think it's an asshole move.
Let's see. We have a Disney vacation planned in a few months. It'll be my in-laws and my toddler and my husband and me. Why is she worded like that? We'll be there for about 9 days. We are paying completely for our portion, huh?
Isn't it supposed to be and I, not and me?
She put in me.
Just saying. Grammar police!
Girl! we are paying...
Skinny. He's like, head in there. Oh my God.
We are paying completely for our portion of the vacation and we'll have separate hotel rooms. I am a Disney adult. I love Disney. I am so excited to be able to take my toddler. It is extremely special for me since I've been going since I was his age.
Aww.
My very controlling mother-in-law has asked for a family vacation for some reason. Okay, she's sounding like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
My mother-in-law asked for a vacation for some reason.
I see that, but also what if her in-laws are like terrible?
Are you joking? Because I can't say no, I told her that she could, that her and my father-in-law can join. They are not Disney people and are purely coming to have family time.
She does sound like an ass now. You're right, she does.
My mother-in-law is very bossy and controlling and will take my son from me and will not let me enjoy any special moments with him. I brought this up to my husband and I would like some nuclear family time. He said that I'm wrong for just bringing them to Disney and leaving them there when they don't even like Disney and are coming just for family time. So am I the asshole?
You know what?
I don't know. This
I think she
tricky.
Is an asshole.
Yeah.
I don't know why when you first said it, when you first like asked like the original question, I was like, no, she is an asshole. But you know what? Why would you like have family come with you? Like, I would get like you guys like separate like naturally. But like, if you like bring family with you, like, you always stick together basically,
right?
So it's like to be like, so I want to do this but without you. It's kind of like it's sound kind of assholey, you know. But also, like, you and me were kind of like that, in, like with New York, like we both agree, like we want to kind of separate for a moment.
Yeah. We agreed on that beforehand.
We did.
But she's not really asking them. She's like,
I want that. But like, even to ask it though, I do feel like it's a little like.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I feel like we came to that, like, neutrally together. Like, we were going to do something. Because you said you wanted to do the tram, and I was like, okay, well, you do that, I'll go do something else. And, like, it neutrally became. She just, like, we're going to have nuclear family time. Mm-hmm. And I don't want those flops around.
But, like, I definitely said a part of, like, also I was, like, trying to give her the benefit of that. I was like, I heard, like, some, like, mother-in-laws can, like, be assholes, you know?
Yeah, I have heard that as well.
So, like, and she did say, like, apparently it's something she, like, takes special moments, you know, like, probably ruins it.
I'm trying to see if she has an update, but I don't
see. So, I see that, I'm like, why? Maybe she wouldn't want to be around her just so she got that special moment. Not ruined. But I'm saying it's like, I'm chewing and talking. But then, like, I feel like that's where she needs to say something to her. Not even just her husband. Like, I think,
yeah,
being upfront. Why a messenger? Tell her. Maybe she did tell her. Who knows?
Well, maybe that's... Oh, that would be tea if she told her that...
But, but yeah, just, like, setting that boundary, I'm like, hey, maybe give us, like, not, like, space, like, let me, like, have my moment with
them. Yeah, you know? Like, you can ask for a special moment with, like, your kid.
Yeah. I mean, you can ask.
You can... Okay, that's
no,
crazy.
I can have. Well, yeah, I can have a moment with my kid.
And they can still be,
like,
there.
And, like, an example is, like, from what I see, mother-in-law's ruining... It's like baby showers, like gender reveals.
Oh, yeah.
Where, like, it's revealed what the baby is, and then, like, the mom, like, instantly, like, swoops in there.
And, like, jumps really, on like, her son, and it's, like,
yeah,
really
like, doesn't
awkward.
Give them a moment to, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
have,
mm-hmm.
like, give them a moment, and then it's, like, obviously, like, I mean, I get being excited, you know. It's, like, you know, that.
Yeah.
I get being excited,
oh, yeah.
But it's, like,
but,
even
like, you're
then,
ruined.
It's, like, giving them a moment. So that's also what I'm saying, like, even in the future, as a kid, like, you know, has other milestones, like, duh, be excited. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm saying, don't be excited, but let the couple, let the mother, father, whoever, have the bond they're having in the moment with their kid.
These people just need boundaries.
Like, give them a moment, and then,
yeah,
and then swoop in. Like, just give them a moment.
I think these people just
but
need boundaries
she
with
also,
each other.
Yeah, and then, but she also does sound like an asshole. Like,
yeah, I think she's definitely the asshole, because she's coming off really harsh, but I think either way, they both need boundaries with each other, where she's like, I want
no, yeah, I definitely think the boundary thing's a thing, but she does sound like asshole, being like, they don't even like Disney, they're coming. They're wanting to make this a family vacation. What? Bonding? Huh?
Let's read the comments.
Like, listen, I'm not a Disney though, but I like Disney too. So
right?
Why am I not supposed to come?
I would enjoy Disney.
Yeah, so I'm not crying at seeing the castle, but like, I like Disney too.
Someone said,
I
yes,
family time.
Yes, you're the asshole because you agreed to let them come when
yeah.
you when you already know that they're not Disney people.
That's not
and
like
that
agreeing.
It's just for family time. Your assumption to be left with your husband and toddler it was what you wanted, not your honest assumption of how things would go.
That's another thing, like, why would she agree? She could have just been like, oh, no, sorry.
Someone said, girl, this is your own damn fault. You are a grown woman. Get a spine and shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. I was with her in the beginning, but I'm not with her no more.
Yet, you're the asshole. You knew that they're overbearing. You knew that they're overbearing, not Disney people, and that they were coming solely for family time. What? Which was what? Oh my god. Like, can I have a moment?
I got his little thumbs.
They hurt, bitch. When they get into your skin. Some people are okay with separating, and doing what they want in their own separate programs. I'm one of those people. But others
hey,
like
Isaac.
Family time. Who?
What? Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I said, hi, Isaac.
Isaac? Oh.
Hi, One Way. One Way where? What
you're the
you
asshole.
Mean?
One, you have no backbone.
Hello?
Not knowing how to say no.
No, she really doesn't have a backbone.
Two, you invited them yourself, and then you complain to your husband that you invited them. Once again, you pass the responsibility onto someone else other than yourself. Three, you came and complained to Reddit.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Yeah, I don't like her. She's an asshole.
No, she sounds like a fucking
cunt. In
this
situation, what
yeah.
about you?
No, she sounds like you the agree? Asshole. I do. I think both. Yeah. I think everybody needs boundaries in this situation. I think she's got to.
Communication
yeah.
is key, guys.
She's got to learn how to say, you know, speak up for herself. She's got to say something.
Yeah, speak up a little.
Anyway, are you ready to wrap up this episode?
Yeah, I'm ready to wrap this up.
Ladies, we have to go. We have
I keep forgetting we're not filming here. We're filming up there. The whole pod episode is going to be looking at us.
We have to go. We have some TikToks to film. We have a live.
Yes, I'm so excited for these TikToks.
I
know, so am
I. I have some good ones, I think. So,
oh, he thinks. Not sure yet. Not sure yet.
We gotta see how they turn out. No, I'm just kidding. So stay tuned, and then I don't know. Go follow us all on social media. Follow everything. Everyone's gonna be linked right down there. Super easy. It's all in one place in the description. So go read it. Go follow everything. Please. Go watch my personal YouTube channel. It is very, very hilarious. I just posted a video trying to do things with nails on. And it was very hard. And
No, but doing something like long nails is hard.
I know. I had many
casualties. It definitely takes time to get used to.
I bled. I didn't bleed. I'm just playing. But it did hurt bad. I would accidentally press into them and they would pull up and I'd be like, ah! And it would hurt so bad.
I know what you mean.
But if you want to go see my pain, go over to my YouTube channel and watch my pain and suffering. I make a pie. I try and button a shirt. I didn't realize how hard buttoning a shirt was going to be.
Yeah.
I like
buttoning in general.
I only got one button and that's all I was able to get. Mm-hmm. So go check this out and go subscribe. Like, comment, and subscribe.
Yeah. Here. And check myself out. I still haven't posted in a moment. But I want to get back on it. There was a moment where I was posting, like, pretty frequently. Mm-hmm. But I want to start again.
We'll talk about this later. This is an on-cam talk. We'll talk about it later. So, we gotta go.
We gotta go. Gotta make some more content.
Ladies, we love you.
I should make content right here.
Ladies, we love you. We gotta go.
You guys can say. You can watch us film some TikToks.
Goodbye.
Hello.